from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I hate when you do that, because in the boss man, you know, you guys. I'm like, dude, I'm locked in.
Are you?
I'm locked in. Yes, I am.
Shut up.
You just was about to ask me a question. I was just going to sit back and listen.
Well, did you hear what Farhan said?
No, I did not hear what Farhan said. He talked?
It basically sounded, yeah.
When did he talk?
On a competing station. And he basically said, and it went out there into the ethos, and other people were writing about it.
I see that.
I'll summarize. He basically said that there's really not a defensive spot for Luciano this year. And if you've been watching the at-bats from Luciano, you know, now he's not playing. Yeah. They've got Encarnacion, who they're playing, and obviously Cano, who had his, I think, his third or fourth.
He had a big day yesterday.
He had a big day.
Big day.
I just don't know if Luciano's going to be here past this offseason.
I would have traded him at the deadline. I would have. This is where, look, the Giants are getting by right now against the Nationals and the Reds. September's going to ramp up. Now, I'll spend some, going into the weekend, folks, I think there should be some optimism about the Giants right now. Look, baseball's weird like that, man. There's a journey. 6-month grind, right? Right now, you could say three back in terms of the wild card spot, but I look at the loss column, folks. Look at the loss column. The Mets and Braves have 54 losses. The Giants have 58 losses.
Braves are free falling.
They're 4-6, and they've lost 5 in a row. They got smoked by the Brewers yesterday. Jackson Chirino, 2 home runs yesterday. Wow, this 20-year-old is coming along. New York Mets, 6-4 in their last 10. The Diamondbacks finally lost a game to the Phillies. The Padres continue to roll. They had a 3-1 rally yesterday in the ninth inning against the Pirates. They're only 4 back in the loss column of the Mets. You're 5 back in the loss column of the Diamondbacks. You got the Diamondbacks 6 times. You got the Padres 6 times. You got a hell of a September schedule. You got a shot here. But that's what disappoints me about the deadline. I'm not mad about keeping Blake Snell. I wanted to keep Blake Snell. We had to chant, don't sell Snell. Don't sell Snell. Don't sell Snell. But I really wonder if the Blue Jays were going to move off of that. Toronto stinks. They're 9 games under 500. There had to be a way that you could entice Toronto. Now, again, I know nothing. Now, I'm always saying there takes two to tango, so Toronto may not have wanted to trade Vlad Jr. I may be just talking at the side of my neck. But, boy, it would have been nice to have another consistent bat in this lineup moving forward, because you never know if Fitzgerald gets a little fatigued. Ramos is doing his thing. You know, Yaz is hot. Chapman's hot right now. Conforto's hot. You hope he stays hot and healthy because, you know, health has been an issue with him. But boy, it would have been nice to have another bat. Because you're not going to do nothing with Luciano. So just flip them to get help now for the stretch run.
So I saw a tweet from you, and it was about Mike Yastrzemski. And you're not wrong.
You didn't like it, huh?
Well no. I
did you feel like the tweet was geared towards you?
It probably was, but that's fine. But like, you're not wrong in your sentiment. Like, Mike Yastrzemski's had a good year. Like, he's had a good year. And I, you know, was doing some digging prior to you even putting that tweet out there. And it's like, you know, the Ramos revelation and where we're at with Ramos, we would have never gotten this opportunity with Ramos because they had Jung-Hoo Lee in center field, right? And they've been playing Conforto and some combination of Slater and Yaz prior to Slater being DFA'd in right field. And, like, thank God Jung-Hoo Lee got hurt because Ramos took his opportunity and he ran with it, right? And I think most people are like, dude, like, Yaz is fine when he's batting 7th, 8th, or 9th.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking for.
But, you know, when the last 3 years, when you look at where he was batting in right. the lineup, again, it's not his fault, but he batted leadoff, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's not what he is.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I look at it this year, and they experimented with it early on in the year, and he had basically about 35 at-bats in the 2-5 hole, okay, this year. And they thank God they ejected from that, and it wasn't looking good.
Yep.
Where has he had the most success? 7-8-9.
Yep.
7-8-9 hole, right? And he's got half as many at-bats that he would normally have, so because he got hurt for a little while, yep. And they were doing some platooning to a degree. So I think that they've utilized him well, and I credit Bob Melvin, and I credit Farhan for upgrading the roster around him so that you have a traditional 2, 3, and 4 mm-hmm. more than mm-hmm. what normally, because having Chapman in the middle of the order, having Ramos in the middle of the order, it makes it easier for a guy like Yastrzemski to play right field and only have 9 homers because now he has 9 triples.
Well, I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody thought that Yaz was a 3, 4, or 5 hitter. There's no doubt he's not that. He never was that. But Yaz is a 7-8 hitter, which I've been pretty consistent with. He could do a lot worse than Mike Yastrzemski. And when you factor in his defense, now he doesn't have to be a starter, but a late inning replacement.
Which is what they've done when he doesn't start.
But he has sneaky speed, sneaky athleticism. You know, he gets first to third. He's one of your guys who can't get first to third. He plays his ass off, man. It just like that's why the vitriol early on, Mike, it's just he wasn't costing his games in the first place. Solaire's missing bat was costing those games.
No, I don't think that's what it was. But see, that's where I want
pitching and miscast. Like, we were just blaming Yaz for everything. So I just wanted to say, and give him some love here, where he's playing well. You see him batting 310 in the month of July. He's now down to 250 in the month of August. A little bit of a funk here. But he's been, like, Yaz is Yaz. He's fine.
It wasn't about Yaz.
It was about playing the youngsters. I hear it.
It was about the youngsters being stymied by guys like Conforto and Yaz and Slater. So it wasn't necessarily about the individual of Yaz. It was him representing the stymieing of Cena and Encarnacion, even though we didn't even know he existed until recently. Matos, Ramos, etc. And then again, thankfully, you know, in a roundabout way, it sucks that Jung-Hoo Lee got hurt. But I mean,
you know what?
Ramos is going to be a a corner outfielder for the next couple years.
Give Yaz credit, man. He's fourth in the big leagues in triples. We talk about speed and going first, you know, home to third and using your park to your advantage or whatnot. The guy's fourth in the league in triples. Fourth in the league. And that's not, scoff at, man. Right. You look at Bobby Witt Jr., Corbin Carroll's right there, Jaren Duran. Mike Yastrzemski, all I was doing was trying to give some love to Mike Yastrzemski, saying he's been a total pro. He comes in every day. He plays his ass. Like, Alton Slater is just whatever. Like, I never got the fascination with Alton Slater. I rode with Mike Yastrzemski all day long, 7 days a week.
Well, here was the thing. Here was the fascination with Slater. He hit lefties well. Yeah, and so in years past, Yaz didn't hit lefties
well. Which I didn't get the fascination was. It's like, all right, he bats lefty well. Whatever.
Well, but that's I mean, again, you know I agree. That's more of an organizational thing. But, like, he hits lefties well. Well, if you look at the splits this year, home in a road, earlier late in games, righties and lefties. Yep. Yaz's numbers are much more balanced this year than in years past. And so, like, the reality is that when Conforto's struggling, when Yaz was struggling for a month and a half early in the year, and Slater was struggling, and Jung-Hoo Lee was struggling, you're like, wait a minute, can I see a youngster?
No doubt. But they weren't the only ones struggling, though.
No doubt.
What I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. The pitching hadn't come around yet. The bullpen was up and down. You know, the lineup was all over the place. Chapman wasn't hitting anything earlier. I remember Chapman was batting like low
200s. So
Lair was stuck in the 180s, 190s. We were like, man, he's batting 200. Whoa, let's pop some champagne. Let's go crazy, folks. Nick Ahmed at shortstop. You know, Tyler Estrada's had his struggles. So my thing was, I just thought a lot of hate was geared toward Yaz, and I get it. Yeah, they're blocking some of the youngsters. But you got one in Ramos who popped. Thank God. You got one in Ramos who popped. You know Yaz knows this. It's not easy playing defense in this ballpark, Oracle Park. He knows right field very, very well.
No doubt.
He plays as well as right field as anybody has ever played right field.
Yaz,
in this ballpark.
It wasn't about Yaz. It was about
Yaz being an avatar.
And I wrote these names down in my notes earlier in the week. Yaz being an avatar for Lamont Wade playing right, and Slater playing right, and Jock Peterson in the outfield, and Blake Sable in the outfield, and Mitch Haniger in the outfield, blocking Matos, Ramos, Luciano, and Encarnacion, Fitz before he found a home at shortstop, and even Brett Wisely, who was playing a little outfield at one time. So, like, it's Yaz being the avatar of journeyman, random dude, taking up time and stymieing one of the youngsters.
But, you know, I just wanted to show him some love. So, no.
I'm glad you did.
It wasn't geared towards you, Shaq. I don't tweet. Boy, Shaq, he's going to be really pissed off about that. I just tweet what I think. You know what I'm saying? It's not geared towards anybody.
Well, in the words of Pete King, at me, bro.
But sometimes, and I will. I will ask you if I got anything to say. But there are some times with some trolls when they come at me and they call me snarky things and they get a little snarky and they get a little disrespectful. I got no problem clapping back and taking victory laps.
No.
That's one thing I do, and it's a little petty, but you know, when people say shut up about this and shut up about that, I'll make sure to go back and be like, huh, what were you saying?
Well,
what was that?
One thing that I will say that Farhan whiffed on, backup catcher, and he whiffed on it. The whole Joey Bart thing. Joey Bart has had a solid, he's not a starter. He's not going to blow you away. But in terms of like the bat, he's been a solid player as a backup for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And your backups at catcher, like Kirk Casale, obviously you had Tom Murphy. Jackson Reitz was playing yesterday.
Yep.
Jackson Reitz. Bailey is leaking oil right now. The poor guy looks.
He's gassed.
He looks shot.
He's gassed.
At least right now, physically.
It's dog days of August, baby. You got to play every day.
He didn't start. Came into that game late into the game because it was a must win.
Now you get a big Robbie Ray start today against the Tigers. Tigers are basically done. And then tomorrow, obviously, you're going to have the celebration. Logan Webb. This sets up well for the Giants this weekend.
It really does.
Birdsong, Webb. Birdsong will be Sunday. Webb will be tomorrow. And, of course, Robbie Ray today. It sets up well for them. Again, Giants fans, we ain't forgot about them. And with the way the Niners are acting right now, who the hell knows how long we're going to be talking about the Giants? We're going to be talking about them in October. It's possible. It is, but like, I'm dead serious. We may be talking about this team going to the playoffs.
Maybe.
Just sell.
No.
And just fire it.
No.
We've come a long way since mid-July.
It's just such a
I am rooting against the Giants.
I mean, that's not fair.
Oh, so that's not fair.
No.
So that's where we draw the line.
No.
This is unbelievable. We had Jake Hutchinson. I got to get this off my chest. I was going to say my final thoughts.
What's that?
But Shasky's riffing about his fantasy football teams.
Uh-huh.
My philosophy on fantasy football and how many teams that I join. And then I start talking about the same damn thing. Bonte, nobody cares about your fantasy teams. I wasn't naming players. I'm naming leagues.
In the words of my dad, the late, great Papa Shasky, It's not what I say. Do what I do.
I can't find the Tums.
Miss you, Pops.
Hey, I found the Tums yesterday, Pops. I had a burger. Boy, I ran into a little stuff real quick. Blue cheeseburger from Big Mouth Burgers. I ran into a fan. Was it Javi? Javi? Whatever. He came out. Yes.
Javi?
Javi or Javi, I forget.
It's definitely Javi. I've never met
Javi. No, I don't know
if it
was Javi because he was a white guy. He was a white guy, and I don't know too many white guys named Javi.
Well, there's Spaniards named Javier. They're white.
But he didn't look Spaniard. He didn't look Spanish. Okay. He looked white.
Well, Spanish people are white, Monta.
I mean, no, like, he didn't look Latino, dude. He looked like American-born white guy. American-born white guy.
3-1 in France right now.
He looked like an American-born white guy.
All right, okay? let's just keep going. Anyway. Progressive story.
Javi, I don't know. He had two smoothies, chocolate smoothies. He knows who I'm talking about.
Chocolate smoothies?
Yeah, it was like chocolate shakes or something like that. It looked really good. I should have got one. Instead, I got the lemonade. But Baby Chaz and I are walking in to get burgers.
the lemonade is really good. Back in my weed smoking days, pink lemonade from Hot Dog on a Stick used to hit so well. That and a Jamba Juice.
Oh, dude. What about the Fruitopias? Rudolph's?
Annie Ann's?
Annie Ann's.
No, they were really good. So I was walking in the Big Mouth. He goes, Ponte, what's up, man? Love what you guys do, man. Love what you do, but I'm going to say we because, you know, I want to give us all credit. I'm terrible. I know. It's the morning roast. But no, he was like, hey, so I saw him at Big Mouth Burgers. Kind of like, yo, I'm on a soda diet, dude. I can't be snitching on me. Going to Big Mouth Burgers. That was my biggest fear. When I would cheat sometimes with the soda diet, I look around.
Well, Festy caught you. Uh-huh. You're in the middle of the soda diet campaign, and Festy's posting you guys eating DoorDash, and Bonte's double fisting with two aluminum foil.
That was on the job. He had to do that.
I think you guys are in his mouth. If we're going to talk soda stories,
I think my favorite one was training camp last year, where you, me, and Guru, I believe, we were eating at the restaurant at the Hilton. I ordered a burger. I think Guru got the steak. You also got the steak. Oh, yeah, and then the next morning, we were talking about what we had for dinner. You're like, oh, no, we also got ice cream after. And we were talking about...
Oh, you got ice cream after because I'm about
no,
to
No, you
ice
got
cream
ice cream, too. Oh, and then you lied about the next day. Hey. And then that's where you got the weird laugh of me in the background because you said, no, I didn't have ice cream. And I laughed really hard because I saw you lying in real time.
Hey, I had that cowboy steak again this year, man. That thing is
a good steak.
Oh, it's a great steak.
So we were up in Sonoma, and there's this place that's like a creamery that's been there like 150 years or whatever. And actually Healdsburg, excuse me, not Sonoma. And the little guy had ice cream for the first time. And like sometimes when you put food in there, in like, you know, in the spoon and you put it in his mouth, it's like he does this face of like, I don't like it. I'm not liking it. Ice cream, it took 1 second, it hit the lips, and he was like, I'm all in on this. I want more. Also, I saw sugar for the first time in his life. Like it was like he was doing a line. Like, zoom. He immediately bounced up. And I was like, oh my God. Now I know what parents are talking about.
Did you hear that?
What?
What? Did you even listen to what you just said?
Yeah.
It was like he was doing a line. He got a rush.
LJ was like, you want to go to war?
Dude, so you got a cocaine baby, huh? Cocaine cowboy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.